classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Three things you need to know, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoncongress.com. Did you go to their local artist series last night? Their Monday nights, dancing, laid back, feel. The weather forecast for today, showers this morning, but when that clears up, it's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, up to 70, even more maybe. The rest of the week looks absolutely beautiful, warm and sunny. Dover police are searching for someone. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank with more on that.
Sarah, Dover police are looking for resident David Williams after he was thought to have barricaded himself inside his Durham Road home on Monday morning. Williams got into an argument in the area of Mineral Park Drive and had a gun, according to witnesses. He left and was later seen entering his driveway. The Stratford County Regional Tactical Operations Unit was activated and a search warrant obtained, but Williams was not inside. Police say they recovered the firearms Williams had, but he left the area. Dover High School and Dover Middle School implemented a secure campus protocol during the incident. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. The marathon. Wow, what a day it was. Some people said it was the most fun that they've had in Boston. The weather delivered, and so did the crowds. Congratulations to all the athletes from Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts that went down and either cheered someone on or actually ran the marathon. You are a better person than me, my friend. Woo! I'd still be running right now. Anyway, we'll have more on the marathon as the day progresses. Coming up next, a message was found in a bottle after it had been there since 1976, written by a Massachusetts high school student. We'll have more on that coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Good morning and welcome to Earth Day.
Researchers analyzed dozens of different brands of paper straws and found that they contain forever chemicals, which are chemicals named after how long it takes to drink a milkshake through a paper straw.
That's true. That's difficult to do. Good intentions sometimes, you know, don't always work. Did you hear about this? In 1976, there was a Massachusetts high school student who wrote a message in a bottle as part of a class project. We did this. Some of us did this. There were two brothers in the Bahamas who found the bottle. It traveled all the way from West Newbury, Massachusetts. Right there. You might be driving through there right now. Yep. The guy's name is Peter. He was in ninth grade at the time. Peter R. Thompson. He went to Pentucket Regional Junior High School, and he wrote the note, and he said, "I'm a ninth grade student from Pentucket Regional Junior High School, Peter R. Thompson. Please send this back to me if you get it." Well, Peter is now much older. He forgot all about the note. As a matter of fact, he forgot writing the note. Didn't have any recollection of that at all. However, he does remember the class that he took in high school. Do you remember doing that sort of thing in your school? I remember, probably this is not good for the environment, especially on Earth Day. You know, you wouldn't want to do this. However, my school blew up helium balloons and we put messages on the helium balloons. That's how old I am. I remember doing this in elementary school in Hollis and we all let the balloons go at the same time. It was one of the most beautiful sights that I remember seeing. I mean, it was just really, really beautiful, but probably not very good for the environment. And that balloon probably ran out of helium by the time it got to Silver Lake State Park in Hollis. I don't know. Anyway, check out more details about that message in a bottle right there at shark1053.com. Or if you're Peter, call me up. I'd love to talk to you. More factoids about Earth Day coming up in about 15 minutes from now. It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark.
Family of hippies, you know, both her parents are total hippies. And I grew up in a normal family. So it's just very different. Like when I was single, I used to use Irish Spring because I liked it. Then I met my wife, Erin. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower. She's like, "Oh, no, 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 no. What is it? This is terrible. You cannot use this. That has aluminum in it." I didn't see any. She's like, no, you got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market.
We all try and do our things. Happy Earth Day. You know that most of us suffer from eco-guilt? Oh, you'll never believe what I did. I have such guilt about this. My son was coming over. I thought I would conserve. Yeah, that's on the way in just a minute. But yeah, today is Earth Day. And we experience 48 days of eco-guilt every year, no matter what you think about Earth Day or conservation. We are human, you know. 31% of people say that they feel guilty about wasting food. 29% trashing items that could have been recycled. 27% feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. Yeah. Overall, half of us say that we're more likely to do something that isn't environmentally friendly when we feel rushed or stressed, like not recycling. Just throw it away. Just throw it away. I don't know where the recycling bin is. Especially when we're having a party and I'm trying to like clean up. I don't care. Throw it anywhere but my house. Get out. Yeah, despite these challenges of recycling and things like that, most of us say that we wish that we were more environmentally friendly than we are. You know, I've seen people compost. That, I think, is the height of being, a conservationist and an environmentalist. A compost bucket. I mean, okay, in theory, I could get all of my scraps that I have, you know, the little carrots, the end of carrots and stuff, bring it over to that guy who has pigs down the road, but he also has big signs in front of his house that say, get out. Do not get near my house. You know, for me, that sign said, I don't want your compost, Sarah. Get out. Anyway, here's my little story. My son was coming over for a visit, so I was, you know, just kind of cleaning out stuff. And I'm his mother, so I always send him home with a bunch of stuff. I just do. I don't care how old you are. Your mother might do it, too. So I remembered some crackers that I had. And I'm like, you know what? Those crackers. Oh, where did I put those? Oh, yeah, I threw them away this morning. And I didn't do this. I promise you I didn't. But I thought for a second of taking the crackers out of the trash and giving them to my son, because they weren't bad yet. I just didn't want to have them in my house, you know, because I didn't want to eat them, carbs and stuff. Oh, Lordy. Coming up just after 7 o'clock, three things you need to know to start your day. That's all on the way. On the Shark, thanks for being here. Shark, hi. How are you, my friend? Welcome to your day. It is Tuesday. Here are three things that you need to know to start your day. All brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoundcongress.com. Did you go to the local artist series last night? Oh, such a good time. Local band right there on It's Becoming Historic. Hasn't even been open that long. And a local band gets to play right there. Anyway, the weather forecast for today. Showers this morning, but they're pretty much out of here, right? Crinking my neck to see outside. Yeah, it looks still cloudy, but they're going to get out of here. Today, mostly sunny, 70 degrees for a high. The rest of the week looks absolutely great, warm and sunny. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. Dover police are searching for someone. What's going on, Dan?
Sarah, Dover police are looking for resident David Williams after he was thought to have barricaded himself inside his Durham Road home on Monday morning. Williams got into an argument in the area of Mineral Park Drive and had a gun, according to witnesses. He left and was later seen entering his driveway. The Stratford County Regional Tactical Operations Unit was activated and a search warrant obtained, but Williams was not inside. Police say they recovered the firearms Williams had, but he left the area. Dover High School and Dover Middle School implemented a secure campus protocol during the incident. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Pope Francis's funeral has been set for Saturday at 10 a.m. That is 4 a.m. our time in St. Peter's Square. The Patriots have a fourth pick this Thursday. Yeah, they messed that up, too. They were supposed to have the first pick. Just lose already. But anyway, they've got the fourth pick on Thursday. The NFL draft begins at 8 o'clock. The Celtics play the Orlando Magic again tomorrow at the Garden. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Seas are up one game in the playoff series. And the Sox, the Red Sox, lost yesterday at Fenway against the White Sox. There was too much excitement in Boston yesterday. They lost that game 4-2. They play the Mariners today in Boston at Fenway Park. Coming up, you gotta take a road trip to this iconic body of water not far from us. It's about an hour or so from the seacoast. It's endangered. And I thought I'd tell you about it on this Earth Day coming up in 15 on Friday. Because Earth is the mama. She the boss. She is a B-O-S-S boss. Mother Earth not happy? Nobody happy. Anyway, you can plan this summer road trip to an iconic and endangered Massachusetts pond. Did you know that Walden Pond in Concord is endangered? I didn't know this. I knew that it was adored because of its natural beauty, but also because writer and nature lover Henry David Thoreau lived there for quite a while. But it's also on the most endangered historic places list, which I didn't know this. Apparently, it's being threatened by a nearby development. And by the way, I talk about this with my friends, too. I don't know how the environment became part of the conversation, a divisive conversation. I don't know, because I don't know anybody who doesn't like a beautiful view or a lovely dip in a pond, such as Walden Pond. It's absolutely beautiful. I used to actually swim from one end of Walden Pond to the other end back in the day. Truth be told, I was dating a guy at the time, and he used to do it with his group of friends. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll go and swim Walden Pond from one end of it to the next. Sure, no problem. Can you swim, Sarah? Oh, yeah, I'm a really good swimmer, which I am. However, I mean, they were like marathon swimmers. Oh, man, I got to the other side and they were all giggling a little bit to themselves and they're thinking, she's never done this before. But anyway, Walden Pond, approximately half an hour from Boston, an hour and 10 minutes from Portsmouth. So that's not too bad. And about an hour and 45 from Portland, Maine. It's really inspiring. The whole place is nature and it's beautiful. Definitely worth a drive. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we've got One Night of Queen tickets for you. They're playing at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. If you want them, stick around. Touch me since I discovered the band. They were out before I knew their name and out in every sense of the word. Anyway, it's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning to you. We are giving away a pair of tickets to see One Night of Queen at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. Good morning, The Shark.
Hey, yes, hi. I'm just wondering if I'm the right caller.
Hey, you're calling number 7.
All right.
Hey, now, you're going to see One Night of Queen this Saturday night. Have you ever seen him before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, you're going to love them. If you're a Queen fan, they're phenomenal. They do the whole outfit thing that Freddie used to wear, and they sound just like him. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Al.
Hi, Al. Where are you calling from?
Newmarket, New Hampshire.
Newmarket. All right. Are you going to work today, or what are you doing?
I am going to work. I'm actually going to work right now.
Yeah? Where do you work?
I work at an elderly housing property in Newburyport.
Oh, yeah. Very good. I had a friend who was there for quite a while. It's a nice place. Al, you hang on just for one sec, okay?
All righty.
All right, listen, if Al took your tickets today, guess what I have for you tomorrow? I have more tickets. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But, yeah, all week long, as a matter of fact, One Night of Queen at the casino. Check out more details right there on the Shark app. We heard this morning that Pope Francis's funeral is going to be on Saturday at 10 a.m. That means 4 a.m. our time. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Did you know? I thought this was really surprising. Pope Francis was a bouncer. He was a nightclub bouncer. I mean, he was Latin, and they like to dance. So maybe it was a club that he frequented. I don't know. In Buenos Aires, Argentina. Unbelievable. He once owned a Harley, but It's unclear whether he wrote it. It was given to him by the company in 2013. He auctioned it off the following year. And did you know that Pope Francis also vowed that he would baptize aliens, like the outer space kind, if they came here and asked to be baptized? Wow. Did he think of that all on his own, or did somebody ask him that question? Hey, excuse me, Pontiff, I don't know how you would address the Pope. Anyway, would you in fact baptize aliens? And his answer would be yes. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. But anyway, if you want to watch his funeral, it's going to be Saturday at 4 a.m. our time. Remember, that code is coming up to win yourself some cash. More details right there on the Shark app.
Time for the $1,000 cash machine. Here's another code to enter into our station app to win cash.
Your 8 o'clock hour code is 798. That's 798. Open up that Shark app. Enter 798 and you could win cash. Good luck, my friend.